In this manner, we have developed abilities which you may call miraculous. We have the ability to transcend what you know as time and space. We have access in a conscious manner to knowledge of which you have access only during meditation, in a subconscious manner. The freedoms which we enjoy, my friends, are the because we have begun to see that we are all one. Realization is all that is between planet Earth and the planet Atom. On your planet as on our planet, each blade of grass is alive with the knowledge of the Creator. The winds sing his praises. Trees shout for joy in the creation of our infinite Father. If you are not able to see the Creator, my friends, it is a matter of seeking, and seeking, and continued seeking. And then, my friends, you will begin to realize, and to understand, that the creation of the Father is all around you. Planet Earth, my friends, is indeed a lovely planet. It will soon be vibrating in a vibratory manner which is far more associated with realization of the Father's creation. Begin to realize, and move with your planet, as we moved with ours. There is only that which is in your mind, and within your consciousness, and within your faith, between the pain, the lack, and the limitation which you experience, and the complete freedom which in our vibration we experience. 13. Here we find the hat on identification once more and another reference to seeking. When they speak of their vibrations, they are saying in another way that they are not within our physical reality. There is also an indication here that the planet Earth may be moving into a different vibration or area of reality. We have aided many other planets within this general vibratory level. The aid is given to this level by us because we are, shall we say, at the next level of awareness, and are best able to communicate to those people who wish to enter into understanding which we share. We have dealt with many planets who are beginning a new phase of vibration. We have aided many a graduating class, and we have done so successfully. We have also failed, not once but several times. It is completely possible for us to fail if it be the will of the people of the planet we are attempting to aid. We come because we feel the desire that brings us here. And we give what aid we can to those who wish it. Our thoughts are available to those who desire them. However, we attempt to do this in such a way that no individual is ever in a position where he cannot accept or deny our thinking as he so pleases. Those who are vibrating within the level that will appreciate the information that we give surely recognize that which is truth. At the present time, we are far behind where we had hoped to be at this point while helping planet Earth. We had hoped to have been much more successful at reaching the people of this planet. It is possible that there will be a smaller graduation than we had hoped. 14. The reference to a graduation concerns the transition from our present reality to the reality in which many of the UFOs normally exist, one which is a comfortable environment for our higher bodies. These graduation and transition references are found in many and various places. Our purpose in coming at this time is to help speed up these reactions so you will be prepared for the changeover in the Earth's frequency. This is taking place over a number of years. Many of your people are being affected mentally and spiritually in a discomforting way, and some of them in a very spiritual way. 15. The program that is in operation is to prepare the Earth for a major rise in consciousness, to what you call Christ awareness but what we term communication with universal energy. 16. They are making themselves known to the world as a whole to lead mankind thereby into a new age as the Earth enters the more intense vibrations of Aquarius. 17. To sum up just what flying saucers are, we would say that they are mechanical devices intelligently controlled by men like ourselves. These men originate from many planets and planes, and although they are different from one another in spiritual evolvement, they are banded together in an interplanetary brotherhood or confederation of solar systems in this area of the universe. The purpose of this organization is to aid their brother man on the planet Earth as the new age dawns. The sources constitute the host which is the forerunner of the promised second coming of the elder brother. The origin of the sources, however, is not the important consideration, but their mission is !18 there. Most important reason for their visitation to Earth at this time is that our whole solar system is at this time in transit into a new area of space, a new density, and that this is changing the vibratory rate of the nucleus of every atom in our planet, raising it to a higher frequency. 19q Why do they come here? What is their purpose? A. To try to awaken within us a yearning for higher understanding so we can help ourselves in preventing any further destruction of our planet, which could conceivably have a bad effect in our solar system. It is about time we grew up as a humanity. 20. Of course, UFO sources are not the only ones to sound the graduation theme. The Book of Revelation in our Bible discusses it in detail, as do the Edgar Case readings and that odd book, USP, in Secrets of the Andes. A contactee entity called Aramumaya says, upon the horizon Armageddon is shortly to come to pass. 21. Occult analysis of the Great Pyramid at Giza seems to predict a transition period, as do the ancient predictions of Nostradamus. These references to the end of things as they are certainly not a new thing. We devote a chapter to this subject later in this book. For now, I'll just say that basically the theory has all of us moving into a new area of space, a new vibration. It will be a higher vibration. The higher body of each of us will be our basic body, just as the physical body is here. This higher vibration, in which many of the UFO nauts already dwell, allows for a much more direct control of the environment by mind. Back in the 50s, contactees were talking about that time in the near future when telepathy, telekinesis, and other paranormal abilities would be commonplace due to the advance of our solar system into the higher vibration space. As G.H. Williamson's contact, Brother Philip, put it, "The messenger shall come unto you, even as it was in the days of Pentecost. And the living tongues of fire shall descend upon you. The gifts of the Spirit will come unto you. And some shall manifest the gift of healing, and some the gift of tongues, or discernment, and the others." 22. Man has the capacity to express the full spectrum of creation in all of the variations and harmonies of the divine thought, for man was created as a creator. He has only to learn to express these harmonies from his creator, and there is no end to the extent and the beauty of the expression of life which he can manifest. 23. You are beginning to know things. You are beginning to hear things. You are beginning to sense them and to use mental telepathy. You are beginning to see beyond the physical vision. When you close your eyes, pictures form, colors that you do not see in the three-dimensional, or in the earth plane, begin to flash before your eyes. You do not know where they come from, because you are going into the fourth dimension. Man has always been in the fourth dimension, because man always has contained an etheric body while he lived in a physical body on this planet. But that physical body is now being transmuted into the etheric body, more closely attuned so the etheric body can be the operating or dominant body while on this planet. 24. One can only wonder if the continually increasing number of children now beginning to display these abilities might not be the promised harbingers of the new vibration. So the UFOs are here, they say, for a specific purpose, at this specific time. There are like a red alert to our inner self, an alert that it is time for us to remember who we are, and why we are here. Behold, a fairer time is with you than any men have dreamed of. Behold, there is a gladness again in the heavens when a host not of earth is seen of all shepherds. 25. We of the Confederation are here, as I have said, in great numbers. We are allowing your people to see us. At present we are allowing more of your people to see us. You can see us, as this instrument has. I will appear to you in the very near future. I will be seen in your skies. It is only necessary that you continue in your seeking. You see, my friends, it is truly written that, in order to find, you must seek. That is the scheme of things at this time. All of our efforts have been directed towards fulfilling this simple phrase, "Seek and ye shall find." Why do you think we have been so elusive? This was wisdom, my friends, that it is necessary to seek in order to find. You will understand this wisdom, if you think about it. It is a very old and tried system of producing an increase in the awareness of an individual, for only he himself can produce this increase in awareness. We cannot impress it upon him. But he can very easily increase his awareness many, many fold. but the seeking is necessary. 26 And we will always continue to learn. 4. Take away curiosity and take away the thrill of living and seeking, and man could not exist. There would not even be a creation. So we shall never reach the end of that road. We shall always seek. 27 Boiling this basic desire of the UFOs to help us down to a workable plan seems to entail first of all the requirement that the UFO noughts have a great deal of patience. They want to help us without pushing us around. In advertising jargon, one could say that they're giving us the soft sell of all time. I am aware that many of the people of your planet consider that we have wasted too much time in our attempts to awaken the slumbering population of your planet. We would greatly prefer to act much, much more rapidly, but the speed and the degree of our activities must be regulated, not by us, but by you. The acceptance of us by the total population of this planet is the only governing principle that controls our activities. We will, very shortly, increase these activities. More and more of our craft will be seen by the people of your planet. This can be done because they are willing to accept us. We will do this, in order that their curiosity will be stimulated. This curiosity will then lead them to seeking the truth of our presence. This truth is what they desire, even though they do not consciously realize it. 28 Give help without obligation. Lead without dominating. This is the mystic virtue. 29 The UFO noughts report that they have quite a bit of experience at making contact with populations such as ours. Their technique seems to be gradually acclimatizing the people of this planet to their presence. From the days of the first widely publicized sightings, and Orson Welles' historic radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds that caused such panic, we have come to a time when there is a high degree of acceptance of the UFOs among young people, with little indication of fears of attack. We may think that, okay, if they really are here, they should get on with it. Land. Make contact now. But in the light of their statements about the speed of their actions being regulated strictly by our acceptance of them, we can begin to understand their elusiveness. For though the young do tend to accept them, many of the rest of us do not. Also, we occasionally find indications that their lifespan does not have the limitations of ours. As the contact Hoover tells Buharich, we occupy our physical bodies for about 1 million years at a time. 30 This would definitely make a time difference of 50 or 100 years much more acceptable. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here to serve you. It is a great privilege, yet we must remain aloof. This is our understanding of proper service. For in serving your fellow man, it is necessary that you serve his exact wants and needs. You cannot determine for him what these are. Therefore, if his wants and needs lie outside the limits of your ability or your desire to serve, it is best that you remain aloof, as we. There are, however, many, many of your people who desire exactly our service. For this reason it is impossible at this time to come among you. For this reason it is necessary at this time to act through instruments such as this one. 31 It is necessary that if an individual is to make progress in a spiritual sense, that it be a result of an inner directed seeking of his own, rather than an outer directed commandment given to him by an organization of a religious or other nature. For this reason, it is necessary that we do not make ourselves too generally known and accepted by the people of your planet. If we were to do this, then the inner direction of their seeking would be for the most part lost. This is the basic reason for the conditions that you experience in your present physical environment. These conditions have been selected by yourselves, and by others, and they are a natural consequence of the creation, so as to act upon the consciousness of the individuals and create an atmosphere which will produce the inner directed seeking for truth of which I spoke. Unfortunately, many of the people of this planet at this time are so involved with activities that are of an extremely transient and unimportant nature that they do not have opportunities for experiencing the growth of an awareness that is necessary in order to accomplish the seeking that they actually desire. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have attempted to balance between too much exposure of our craft to the people of this planet and too little exposure. If we were to become too much a common phenomenon, so that our presence was beyond question, then we would eliminate, at least in part, a large interest in seeking for spiritual truth. This may seem to be a strange or unusual point of view, but we have observed this in the past, and since the basic reason for the physical isolation of a people such as yourselves is to cause an inner directed seeking, then it is evident to us that we should follow, as closely as possible, this plan. Our craft and our people have visited this planet many, many times in the past. This was done only after the civilization that we visited was ready to accept us. This was done only after the civilization had reached a satisfactory level of inner directed seeking of the truth of the creation, and therefore it was displaying the principles of love and brotherhood that are the product of this seeking. We are at this time forced by conditions over which we have no control to visit the civilizations of your world, even though they have not reached a state of spiritual awareness satisfactorily high enough for our contact. This presents a problem. The problem is that we must approach a part of the peoples of this planet without distressing the rest. We are attempting to do this. It is necessary that the evidence of our visits and our communications be of such a nature that it can be rejected or accepted by anyone who is exposed to it. There will be, unfortunately, a degree of infringement upon the people of this planet who do not wish to accept our contact. This is an unfortunate condition, but it is one with which we must deal, since at this time it is necessary that those of the people of this planet who are seeking truth be given truth. It will not be necessary to prove to these people that what we are giving them is truth, for if an individual has reached an understanding of truth through the inner directed seeking of which I spoke, then he will recognize this truth when it is given to him. It is therefore only necessary that we, by some means that will not disturb those who are not seeking our contact, give to the rest of the people of your planet that which they seek in a form that is suitable. This, then, is our service, to lend a helping hand up the ladder of spiritual evolution to that part of the people of this planet at this particular time, a time that is unique in the history of this planet, a time that must be dealt with in a more direct and forceful way than previous times and experiences in the history of this planet. We are extremely privileged in being able to offer this service to those who seek it, and our service is largely given to them through the process of their daily meditation. If they are to avail themselves to this service, it is necessary that they do so through meditation. 32. It is not our policy to fraternize with the natives of any of the worlds we supervise. We did that in eons past and it brought disaster to all and gave rise to fantastic legends in your own world. 33. Karmically we cannot overrun or overrule, as you would put it in your parliamentary terms, your mass desire. We could not do that. Don't you understand that? You are there to set up the desire and to help them have the desire for us. But we cannot interfere, or cannot overrun them. Please understand this basic rule of the universal law. Please, it is very important. Don't expect us to come down and force you into seeing us or accepting us. This must be accomplished from the earth plane level. Please understand. 34. We must remember that according to universal law, our space visitors cannot interfere with our progress on Earth. Since the Earth is only a classroom in the Father's many mansions, certain lessons must be learned before Earth man earns graduation to higher spheres. An eighth grader doesn't enter the first grade to make fun of the students because they do things more simply than himself. Likewise, spacemen aren't going to step in and dictate to us. They are going to let us learn our lessons in our own way, even though they will undoubtedly be painful lessons, for the history of the Earth has proven this to be always true on this sorrowful planet! 35. The space people themselves state that by universal law they cannot interfere with man's progression upon the Earth. 36. The one thorniest question asked of ufologists is why don't they land? Or, put another way, why don't they contact our governments? If you accept these contactees' messages, then this thorny question is thoroughly laid to rest. The UFOnauts in this particular group look upon planet Earth as a place with one function, the growing of people. Not their bodies, but their spirits. Hence they are concerned only with this people's spiritual growth. They are celestial gardeners here to enrich the etheric soil of mental communication which is available to everyone through meditation. We cannot come directly to you, and land upon your surface and speak with you. For it would do no good. We must provide a spark, a clue, something for a start of seeking. Seeking that results in finding the truth that is within you. This, my friends, is the only way to help the people of your planet, for they must help themselves. They must find the truth that is within them. They must initiate the seeking. All that we can do is to provide a stimulus for their own initiation of this seeking. 37 We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator avail ourselves to this knowledge through meditation. For this reason, we do not come among your people, giving them our service directly, for we are aware of detrimental effects upon them in doing this. Our service is aimed at what they actually desire. What they actually desire is an ability to realize truth. In order to give to them this ability, it is necessary that we bring about a condition to cause within them a personal seeking of service and a personal seeking of knowledge of the truth of the creation. Only through this process can they understand the truth that is within them. It is something that cannot be too effectively given to them in an intellectual manner. 38 Allow people to read transcripts of these transmissions only when they ask. And only if they ask, never at any other time. We cannot stress this enough. Never force either our, or your, opinions on anyone. People will come to you when they are ready to accept what we have to say. 39 Each man, and hence each world, must learn the lesson and make its own progression. 40 They look upon us as younger brothers whom they loved dearly, but whom they know must solve their own problems in order to learn the lessons well. Growth and progress are individual matters. The way may be pointed, but each must travel it for himself. He may choose to travel the main highways, meeting and mastering the lessons brought by each moment, or he may choose detours. The choice lies with each one alone. 41 At this point, we can see fairly well the reason that the craft are here, according to the contactee messages. The UFO nauts want to help us, if we want to be helped, by sharing with us their philosophy, if you will, or their concept of truth, or call it their religion. If you must, I personally hesitate to use any of these terms, but especially the term religion. There is a good deal of feeling caught up in the word itself. Many scientists think that the studies and beliefs of religion are unscientific, and many clergymen find science to be unreligious or even sacrilegious. I would like to remove this discussion from both camps, and refrain from getting tangled up in semantics. Whatever your bias, just look at this data with an open mind. Remember that there are always problems encountered in the communication of both scientific and religious concepts. There is another consideration, too, in studying these contactee messages. We must make allowance for the limitations of vocabulary and religious and scientific expertise of the telepathic receivers of these contactee messages. They could only repeat that which was to some degree comprehensible to their own minds. Therefore, we receive largely simplified versions of the original UFO nauts concepts. Yet these views are most provocative. Here, an entity from Hatton blends science and religion in a discussion about life itself. Life is composed of two materials. One of them is what you might call consciousness. The other is light. But my friends, consciousness is love, and light is its physical manifestation. All that you are able to experience in the way of a physical universe is composed of one ingredient. This ingredient we will call light, since this word is closest to what we wish to express, and it is the only word that we have available in your language to express the basic building block of our Creator. Originally, the Creator expressed a desire. This desire was expressed in a state of consciousness that is best described in your language using the word, love. The Creator, then, expressing desire through love, caused the creation of all matter. He caused the creation of light. This light was then formed in its infinite configuration in the infinite universe to produce all of the forms that are experienced. All of these forms, then, are molded or generated through the expression of consciousness that is love. They are composed of a fabric that is light. For this reason we greet you each evening, with the statement in his love and his light. For this, then, encompasses all that there is. The consciousness that creates, and the fabric that is love and light. The love that produces the configuration of light occurs in what we term various vibrations, or, using a word in your language that is not sufficient but somewhat descriptive, frequency love occurs, then, in various vibrations or frequencies. These vibrations or frequencies are the result of free will. When the Creator produced this original concept, the concept included the gift of freedom of choice to all of the parts that he created. These parts are then totally free to change the original thought. In doing so, they change what you understand to be the vibration of some portion of the original thought. Each of you here this evening have a vibration. This vibration is yours, and you have control over it. Your freedom of choice has created the love that manifests the light that is the fabric molded into your physical form. This is the simplest analysis of all created forms of all of the creation. Each part of it is able to utilize its own consciousness, through the principle of freedom of choice, to vary or change the original vibration. The creation, therefore, continues to be self-generating, in an infinite variety. This was provided for in the original thought of the Creator. It was provided that he might generate, in an infinite way, in an infinite number of forms. Through this use of freedom of choice, man upon planet Earth has generated many forms. Some of these forms were never envisioned by the Creator with the original thought. However, they were allowed for, due to the principle of freedom of choice. This is perhaps the most important principle in this creation, that each of the Creator's parts be able, throughout eternity, to select for themselves what they desire. In experimenting with this desire, there has in some instances become a slight problem in straying away from thoughts and desires that would be most beneficial. In experimenting with these desires, some of the created parts have lost contact with the original desire. This has occurred in many places in this creation. We are here at present to communicate, to those who desire to find their way back to the original thought, information leading those who desire the path back along the path to the original thought. It is necessary that we act in such a way so as to lead only those who desire this pathway along it, therefore not violating the important principle of total freedom of choice. As I was saying previously, each of you, as do all parts of this creation, have a particular vibration or frequency. This vibration or frequency is the only important part of your being, since it is an index of your consciousness with respect to the original thought. When an individual is aware of life in its infinite sense, he is also aware of the benefits of matching this vibration with the vibration of the original thought. It is our effort to match a vibration with that of the original thought. This is the reason that we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here now. For this service that we perform is a service that would be in harmony with the original thought. This, then, produces within us a vibration more harmonious to the original thought. We are attempting to give instructions to those of the planet Earth who would seek the instructions how to produce within themselves the vibration that is more harmonious with the original thought. This, as I have stated before, was demonstrated upon your planet many times before by teachers. The last one of whom you are familiar was the one known to you as Jesus. He attempted to demonstrate by his activities his thinking. His thinking was in harmony, much more than those about him, with the original thought. His vibration was, therefore, much more in harmony with the original vibration. For this reason he was able to work what were called miracles. However, the original thought was that all of the parts of the consciousness that were of the original thought should be able to generate by thought and consciousness what would be desired. The man known as Jesus desired, and therefore created, since the vibration which he generated was in harmony with the vibration which the Creator used to form the creation. It is only necessary, then, that an individual become in harmony with the vibration that formed the creation in order for him to act within the creation as did the Creator, and as does the Creator. This was demonstrated to you by the one known to you as Jesus. Not only did he demonstrate what could be done in a very small way, but also how to think in order to do this. Unfortunately, man upon planet Earth has misinterpreted the meaning of this man's life. At this time we wish to point out the true meaning of this man's life.